From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of how far can you go on Shabbat, the prohibition of Tchum Shabbat, prohibition of going too far on Shabbat. It all comes from a pasuk in Parshat B'Shalach, where it says, "Ruhu ki natan Hashem lachem et Shabbat." God has given Hashem natan lachem et Shabbat. God has given you the Sabbath. Shavu yitzachtav. Everyone should sit where they are. Al yitzeish min kol biyom shvi'i. No one should go out of their place on the seventh day. No one should go out of their place on the seventh day. What's the simple meaning of this pasuk, and what's the midrashic meaning of this pasuk? The simple meaning is given by perhaps the Ibn Ezra. He says, don't go out of your place to collect the man. We know this story. On Shabbat, they weren't supposed to go out to collect the man. And if they did, they were in violation. And they didn't, and most of the people did not go out to collect on Shabbat. However, Rashi says that the rabbis base themselves on this, samchu, meaning it's not really what it means, but the rabbis latched their rabbinic law to this text and said, Dalet amod leyotzei chutz latchum, that if you go more than 2,000 cubits, that's around 3,000 to 4,000 feet outside your city, then you only have 8 more feet to walk. You're stuck. You can only walk 8 feet in either direction. You are stuck at that point. And he says, it's only midirei sofrim. Rashi says it's really just a rabbinic thing. But the main meaning is, as Ibn Ezra says, is for those who are gathering the man, they shouldn't go out of their place. They should collect the man double on Friday. And they don't need to go out on Shabbat. The Ketav VaKabbalah from 19th century Germany, he says that the Gemara says that it also means, even if you say that it means that you're not allowed to go out on Shabbat, then it really means that. It also means al yotzi, shouldn't take things out. It's also talking about not carrying on Shabbat, so the prohibition of not carrying is found in this pasuk, that you shouldn't carry from the public domain to the private domain and vice versa. And he says, how can one thing mean two different things? He says, Yetzeh usually means you shouldn't go out, but sometimes Yetzeh could mean that that you take something out. For instance, he says Ha'ir Hayotzeit Elef Ragli, that it was a city that takes out 1,000 people. 1,000 people come out of that city every day. So sometimes it could mean taking out, and this pasuk then includes two concepts: one, not to go too far, which may be rabbinic, may not. And one, not to carry things from one domain to another. So is this a Torah law or not? So the Gemara says, Ani alpayim ama heichan k'sivan. Where does it say this 2,000 amos? So it says, what do you mean? It says, the Tanya shvuich tachtav. It's the Gemara in Erevin 51a. It says, you should stay where you are, right here. Al yetzei shun komo. These are the 2,000 feet, 2,000 amot, which is 3,000 to 4,000 feet. Shouldn't go out that far on Shabbat. And what do you mean it doesn't say 2,000? Well, he said, well, the word toch is here and the word toch is over there. And over there it mentions that toch has to do with the Arei Halevim, the city's Levites. And there it mentions that they get a field around their community, 2,000 amos. So we see 2,000 cubits is something that is prohibited. You can't go that far on Shabbat, because it says toch here, it says toch there. There's a linkage of verses and gvul and chutz, which is by a series of links of one verse to another, we come to this point that you cannot take out more than, you can't go further than 2,000 cubits out of your city on Shabbat. The Rambam, what does he say? Well, in the book of Mitzvot, number 321, Shin Chaf Aleph, he says, Shelo la'aloch chutz l'tchum b'mdina, al yetzei shvim komo, Yom HaShvi, you shouldn't go out too far. He quotes the verse, and the interpretation of the Kabbalah, the tradition is that Mashno Sif Alpayimama. If you go further than Alpayimama, than 2,000 feet, you are in trouble. And that's a Torah prohibition. The Rambam is in the book of Mitzvot. It's one of the Mitzvot in the Torah, is not to go further than you should on Shabbat. That's what he says in the book of Mitzvot. However, the Rambam, when he was a little older, and he wrote the Mishneh Torah, his magnum opus, his legal book, there he says that if you go outside, you violate it. How far is that? It doesn't say. But the rabbi said 12 meal outside the city. That would be approximately, 12 meal would be about 12 miles, something like that, outside of the city. About 12 times, you know, about 8 or 9 miles. So if you went 8 or 9 miles, that would be a Torah prohibition. But if you just went the 2,000 hour, that would be a rabbinic prohibition. You get rabbinic punishments for that, not Torah punishments. But if you went 8 miles, that would be a Torah punishment. This idea that it's only the 12,000 and that it is a Torah prohibition is based on the Talmud in Eruvin, the Jerusalem Talmud, chapter 3, halacha 4. However, the Rush says, and the Ramban, Balamor all say the same thing, that what? That Gemara Didan, our Gemara, our Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, holds that there's no prohibition of Tchum Shabbat, even the 12 meal, even the 8 or 9 miles, is still not a Torah prohibition, and it's only rabbinic violation. And so there's no person walking too far, never violates a Torah violation, only a rabbinic violation. So we have three views. Either that is a Torah violation, a rabbinic violation, or that there's a distinction, that if you go 12,000 amos, about 9 miles, then it's a Torah violation. If you only go 3/4 mile or 4,000 feet, 3,000 feet, somewhere in between, that is only rabbinic violation. Rabbi Asher Weiss points out that there are several midrashim that support the Rambam's view that it's a Torah prohibition and that it's a fundamental prohibition, because the Gemara in Yevamot 47b says that when they were walking together, Ruth and Naomi were walking together, she said she wants to be Jewish. So she says, well, what is it, you know, he says, well, you know, there are a lot of laws, you know, to be Jewish. Asulan chum Shabbos. So he says, after all, you can't go too far in Shabbat. She said, don't worry about it. Asher te'elechi elech. Wherever you walk, I'll walk. If you don't want to walk that far, I won't walk that far. So he told her about Yichud and other things. Asher talin yalin. So number one, it seems to be saying that it's a fundamental prohibition. It's a prohibition that you could tell a convert, this is a Torah prohibition. Number two, it seems fundamental. In other words, you tell a convert, kalos and chamuros, you tell them about strict things and also lenient things, but it seems to be a fundamental thing, something you'd want to let the convert know that this is a violation as well. Then the Rav Asher Weiss has all kinds of interesting questions, whether is this like the violation of the regular 39 commandments, the 39 prohibitions on Shabbat, the 39 malachos, the 39 types of work on Shabbat, where not only are you in violation of not working on Shabbat, but you're also in violation of not resting. It says, Tishbo, you should rest. It's a positive commandment. You're also in violation of the positive commandment. Does all this apply to Tchum? Or Tchum is like, it's like its own bird. It's like Shvitat Behemah. It's like not working your animal. It's not related to the 39 things. It's just like this additional thing that we can't do on Shabbat, according to those who say it's a Torah prohibition. The Netziv, Natalia Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, he actually says that there's a positive mitzvah right here. It says, Shvu Yishtachtav, stay where you are. It's a positive commandment. And Al Yetzayish, don't go out. That's a negative commandment. Now, what about your vessels? Let's say you decide you go out and you take your vessels. Let's say you're allowed to go out, but can you take your, let's say, a tissue with you? You're going out because you have to save your wife. She's in labor. You're going to give birth to a baby. So can you take things with you? Is that a violation that your things are going out? So is that a Torah violation? Is it not? And there are many questions like that. Now, what is the idea of the Tchum Shabbat? So the Chizkuni says, he says, no one should go out of his place, because in those days in the desert, that was how you made a living. You collect your food every day. So he says, no, in the future, you're not going to go out to collect your living on Shabbat. And here in the desert, we don't do that either. And Hashem is the Or Chaim, Chaim ben Atar says the whole idea is that Hashem didn't bring down the man, so you shouldn't need to go out. Al yetzei shem kol, you don't need. It's not that prohibition. It's just that you don't have to. You don't have to go out because there's nothing to get. Shadal says as follows, and it relates to Rabbi Elchanan Adler's idea that there were different Shabbats in different time periods. Of course, today there's only one Shabbat, but in the Torah we find different iterations of it, and in different periods, different aspects of work become emphasized. Today, for instance, we got to shut off our phones. That's what weekday is all about, is your phone. So on Shabbat you have to turn that off. But in the book of Ezra, it's the commercial aspect that becomes prominent, and the carrying, the transportation that we're speaking about here. And in the ancient times, it was more of the basic trades, which, you know, making bread and things like that, tanning skins, which was the main stuff of the 39 prohibitions. So the Shadal says something similar. He says, just like in all generations, you're going to need to stop working on Shabbat, so too, you also, in the desert, where your whole making of a living is by going out, you can't go out. It's interesting to note that the Karaites interpreted this literally. Unless they went to synagogue, they didn't go out of their house at all on Shabbat. Why they went to synagogue, I don't know. It sounds like some modern interpretations that you can only do certain things for Shabbat. It's not our way. These are not our interpretations. We don't agree with that at all. If you're in a city, you can walk as much as you want. You want to walk up and down Manhattan all day. May not be the most Shabbos-like activity. You may sweat it up or something. But there's no prohibition of walking too far. You're inside a habitable city. Memphis is very interesting because there's a huge, like a central park. It's called Shelby Farms in the middle of the city. And then there's suburban areas all around it. So do we say you can't go through that park because it's many miles, it's at least 3-4 miles. So you can't go. It's beyond the 3/4 mile outside the city. There's no habitation. There's no house there. Or do you say that since it's swallowed up by all the surrounding neighborhoods, therefore it's really just, it's inside the city. It's like Central Park. You can walk a mile inside Central Park because it's inside the city. So this, I've been asking different rabbis, and I'm still not sure. I'll have to stay tuned for the answer to that question. But more broadly speaking, what is this verse telling us? It's telling us that during the week, we try to go beyond ourselves. You know, I make a living, I try to make more of a living. I'm investing, I'm trying to invest more. I'm a rabbi, I'm a teacher, I try to teach better, I try to be a better rabbi. Whatever you do, you try to do a better job. Rabbi, you know, Indian chief, whatever you do, you try to be the best Indian chief you can be. You try to go beyond yourself, like people say, wow, he really outdid himself. You try to outdo yourself. But on Shabbat, it's good enough. Don't go out of your place. Just know who you are and accept who you are. And for right then, you know, on Sunday you can go back to striving for more and trying to win the rat race. But for now, just stay where you are and appreciate where you are, who you are, all the blessings you have. And with that, you'll be most happy on Shabbos. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lameth Congregation for a discussion of the Parsha. And join us each week for discussion of the holidays and other topics. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.